I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the 24th edition of that most stirring, albeit ridiculous, melding of sport and poetry, Super Bowl haiku. But right now it's time for my conversation about the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
I'm quivering in my syllables in excitement.
You and all of radio, I'm sure. On Thursday, the USOC called for all members of USA Gymnastics' 21-member board to resign within 6 days, or that board will face decertification. A fitting measure, considering the horrors that have occurred under USA Gymnastics' watch?
Yeah, I think a lot of the members of the USOC and a lot of members of the IOC deserve to go on this one, too, because if you think this was isolated to, you know, one group of victims in one country, you're out of your mind.
The Caroli Ranch, one of the places where Larry Nassar sexually molested gymnasts, is out of the picture. Finally, given the number of athletes who declined the opportunity to train there, shouldn't somebody have taken a closer look at what was going on there years ago?
Oh, absolutely. The stories that are coming out about that are somewhere halfway between a boot camp and Jonestown. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a terrible operation. Bella Caroli has always been somewhat skeevy to me anyway, but I don't know how any one of the many victims of Larry Nassar can even think about that place without shuddering.
Charlie, there's no football this weekend. What the heck?
Yeah, well, there's a big game like next Sunday, Bill.
Oh,
so
I see.
You should probably keep an eye out for that. you know, I don't know. It'll come up a few times on television, I suspect.
I know the Patriots are favored in next weekend's Super Bowl, but the Eagles have at least one especially annoying voice on their side.
I'm flying with the Eagles on this one because of their relentless defense and the momentum they've been riding off their underdog status. EAGLES. Eagles.
That's
terrifying.
You with Alexa?
That is flatly terrifying.
Don't think it's terrifying. I think it's kind of funny.
I was going to say, when are they going to teach Alexa to put the emphasis on the proper syllable?
I don't know.
we should do the rest of the segment. In these voices.
No, because...
And then we'll lose our show.
and our audience will all go away. WWE founder Vince McMahon...
Jesus, no.
Said, I couldn't even say his name without laughing. Anyway, he said this week that the XFL will be back in 2020, and this time, no gimmicks. And boy, if you can believe anybody who says he's going to do something with no gimmicks... It's Vince McMahon.
Yeah, and one of his first things is to hire on Johnny Manziel, who is a walking gimmick himself. Also, by the way, the XFL will require its players to stand for the national anthem.
The Baseball Hall of Fame's class of 2018 was announced this week. Congrats to Chipper Jones, Vladimir Guerrero, Jim Thome, Trevor Hoffman. They're all in. Edgar Martinez, not so much.
Yeah, he's battling his way up there, though. He got to 70% of the vote this time. I'm actually kind of surprised. This was supposed to be a bigger class, my understanding was. I'm enormously happy for Vladimir Guerrero, who's one of my favorite players. I think it's terrific that he's been enshrined.
We got another reason this week to love the Vegas Golden Knights. The team has implemented a new policy, Charlie, aimed to ensure that only kids get autographs from the players. I love this.
Yes, except that you know that it's going to be a boom time for kids who are 14 years old and under to get paid by grown-ups to go collect autographs.
Yeah, and also to have
exactly
to have
right.
a lot of kids out there.
Please, sir, this is, I promise you, it's for me.
Yes, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, Dickens with neon.
The Kansas University Jayhawks have struggled with free throw shooting lately, so some guy took matters into his own hands. Tell me about this.
Some dude showed up at the dorm in a Kansas windbreaker and said, hey, I can teach you guys how to shoot free throws. And they called the cops.
Well, what a surprise. Did they see whether he had anything to offer?
Apparently not. Nobody took him up on it. And Bill Self, the coach, said as long as the guy isn't Freddy Krueger, he's fine with it.
Sprinter Gil Roberts was suspended last May after he tested positive for a banned substance. Now the Court of Arbitration for Sport has ruled that the reason Roberts, who was an American Olympic gold medal winner, tested positive is that he kissed his girlfriend passionately. That's some defense.
Yes, it's just another example of that old euphemism, swapping PEDs. But apparently there was no way the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and doesn't that summon up you know, a vision of guys in robes and white wigs.
And at the
there was no
table.
Way they could disprove this case, so they let it go.
Yeah.
I anticipate a real outbreak of necking prior to the next Olympics, by the way.
And finally, Charlie, the Trenton Thunder, they're a double-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. This season, the team will call itself by another name, but only on Friday night.
Yes, the Trenton Pork Roll will take the field on Friday nights, and I very much want one of their jerseys.
Can't stay away.
Cannot stay away.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.